Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so there are very few stories like this one.
Oh, my gosh.
I got up so early in the morning. I saw this at 4:15 a.m.
Right.
And then I posted it and people went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I post these articles on my site, on Facebook, rather. Almost 10,000 people looked at this thing.
Holy smokes.
No, seriously, that's very unusual.
Right, right.
And my point is that we've discussed this, Wendy. People love this kind of stuff.
I agree, 100%. What was funny was you didn't know that I was reaching out to him.
No, I didn't.
So I got this guy's name. His name is Dandon Miller. He's from Lancaster. And I just love everything about what he did and how he did it. Hey, how are you? Welcome to KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're great. You got to set the scene for us, guys. So you're on your motorcycle, right? And then there's this huge traffic jam, and you're lucky because you could kind of weasel your way up, right?
Yeah, well, I was on my way home from Philly, and there was all of a sudden the cars in front of me just came to a stop. I was slowly approaching them, and I saw how quick they stopped, so I got off onto the shoulder just to make sure that everyone was paying attention to behind me.
Right.
I won't be running into me, but once I pulled off to the side of the road, I noticed there was a bald eagle in the middle of the road.
Holy cow!
So the first thing I did is I turned off my motorcycle and got off my motorcycle, and then just thought in my head is no one's ever going to believe me that there was an eagle in the middle of the road. So I take out my phone, I take a picture real quick. iPhones, you can pull them out. They have that quick button.
Sure.
Right after that, there was a man approaching the eagle from behind and kind of try to just give him a little little encouragement
right.
to try to get off the road.
Right.
The wings came out and I went and I noticed that she's definitely not going to move. She's hurt, so I took off my flannel and just wrapped it, picked it up, and walked off the road with it onto the shoulder.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
You're he's glossing over this.
I mean, come on,
like, this
man.
Is just, he's chill, and this isn't a big deal.
This is the symbol of America.
It's beautiful.
Like, protected beyond belief, and you are holding on to a bald eagle. What on earth are you thinking?
Yeah.
This thing's going to, I mean, were you worried about the thing pecking at your face or anything? I mean, seriously.
That was the main reason why I kept my helmet on and my glasses on the whole time.
Smart.
Thinking maybe that might happen. When I picked her up, she was extremely calm. And I'm not sure if that's a normal thing. I never
dealt
with.
Doubt it. Right.
But she was extremely calm. Enough to, take a selfie with it.
What does she weigh? Yeah. Like, what is it? Give me an equivalent. Is it like holding a turkey or something like that? Like,
no,
what is it?
My cat weighs more than it. It might be like 15 pounds, maybe. I have a fat cat, but it might have been like around 15, maybe a little lighter than that. But just the size of the bird, the mass of the bird was insane.
Hey, how'd you take the selfie? Did you let go with one hand?
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
I kind of picked it up and I do have Bluetooth on my helmet, so I then called 911.
That's amazing.
The bird was calm enough that I could dial 911 on my phone with one hand while I held her with the other, And they got a hold of the state trooper, and the state trooper got a hold of the tri-state rescue place.
Now, wait a minute. Are you, like, talking to the bird? Are you like, hey, sweetie, hey? Or
yeah,
are you
a great question.
Or are you sort of like, don't pet my face off?
I was petting her, but, you know, rubbing her chest while I was, like, holding her, which seemed like she kind of kept calm. But there was, like, three times that she got a little worked up, which was, you know, it was just her wiggling around a little bit.
Right. Like, pal, you're holding on to me.
Yeah, it started getting a little attention with a bald eagle on the side of the road. So
that's beautiful, man.
There was a couple of people that pulled off the side of the road, and they wanted pictures, of course.
Of course.
It's my eagle.
Get your own eagle, you clown.
I completely understand why they all wanted to take pictures and everything like that. But she seemed like she was getting a little worked up. There was a gentleman that actually pulled over, which I was really happy that he was there. He actually worked with birds before.
Oh my!
And he brought up the point that that it's good to cover their heads.
Okay. They don't want to see.
We'll calm them down a little bit.
How about the signs, Dan? And how about the signs that were everywhere about this? Your shirt, right? The guy who pulled up too, who works for Eagle Power and Equipment, who drives a golden eagle Jeep, the eagle tattoo on your arm. Like, what?
Well, it is a hawk tattoo on my arm.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right.
You just ruined my story, dude.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't want there to be any lies.
Hey, Dan, then are you shocked by the acclaim, the attention you're getting?
I'm pretty shocked by that. I did not expect that at all. Expected maybe, you know, somebody contacted me, but I did not expect it to end up being national news and everything.
It's a great story, brother.
I love
it. Very, very surprised.
I love that you've carved out some time for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I love good people, and everything that I read and saw about you just oozed good. So,
and you tell a great story.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you so much, and blessings to you. And we can tell everybody that the bird is going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Thanks,
take
buddy.
Good care. Have a good one.
Aww, best story
isn't
of the day,
that
man.
Great?
That's just gold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.